This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Rock stars from Washington, D.C., this is the Rock and the Money Podcast, episode 85. It's time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all of your hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your Dave Ramsey Master Financial Coach, along with Amanda, a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent. And we're so grateful you've joined us. Call us right now. Your questions come as 989-888-7625. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or the website at rockonthemoney.com. Hey, what's up?
Hey. So do you have any time for anything other than Facebook right now?
What you got in mind?
Oh, no, I don't have anything in mind. I'm just curious if you spend your time doing anything other than that.
Right now, no, because a Facebook goal that we talked about that you brought up in the last episode, I'm about to hit this goal, and I'm hoping it actually has a good outcome.
Yeah.
If that does not happen, I'm going to back off.
Oh, okay.
But having 50,000 followers has been a goal, but I can't do this for another. It's now been 11 weeks of nonstop that, and I'm giving 12 full weeks and that target, and I'm going to see if something happens. If not, no, I'm going to back off.
Yeah, sounds exhausting.
I am tired. I am tired. Yeah. And my voice has been strained, and it sounds better now, though.
Yeah.
Well, I bought a nebulizer, as I told you, and you just laughed at me. But, you know, I need my voice, and I need my sanity.
Yeah.
Because you made me feel stupid for driving a virtual truck on the internet.
I just keep thinking, like, doesn't that get old?
Oh, no. Now we have multiplayer games. So now I start a video game and then I give them a password. They can actually play all together at the same time.
Oh, okay. No, but I mean, aren't you tired of driving an imaginary truck?
Well, no.
6 hours a day.
Let me tell you the secret to streaming video or this video streaming. It actually has nothing to do with the game. The way I do it, it's actually all about the chat room and all of us having fun. The game is the excuse. That's how I stream. That's not how everybody does it. It's a bunch of people from around the world, different cultures, everything all coming together. But we have a rule. We don't talk about politics, no religion, and no coronavirus. We are an escape from the madness.
Yeah, those are like the rules that should be employed in any family dinner, like Thanksgiving or Christmas, and
that,
right?
That is coming up, isn't it? Can you imagine Thanksgiving after the election?
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's not before the election.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, today, we're just going to do questions again.
Yeah. I think this is a great format.
No, it is, because it allows us to hit a lot of... And for some reason, we get some questions that are the same every week, but if we're still getting the question... That's what people want to know. So
that's right.
So here, we got six good ones. So first one, this is actually a common question. It's something basic, but everyone needs to know. So number one from Ryan, it's about retirement withdrawals, like, you know, taking money out when you're done. Although I'm still a long way from retirement, I'm curious on the optimal way to withdraw my money, in which order, 401k, Roth IRA, mutual funds, yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
What do you think?
So, yeah. So I'm, when you say, Ryan, when you say mutual funds, that one confuses me a little bit, because Roth IRAs and 401ks contain mutual funds. There's a container in which you have mutual funds, unless you're talking about a separate brokerage fund.
And that would be a little weird, unless it was an ETF, but you should be maxing out the other two first, is what you're saying, right?
Yes. Yeah. You should be. Yeah. I don't really understand why mutual funds is listed separately. Yeah. But great question. Otherwise, so you would want to use, and again, 401k is also kind of a misnomer. You're probably assuming that the 401k is a pre-tax 401k or a traditional one. that they're the same thing.
Right.
But you can have a Roth 401k, which just means that you're contributing money to your 401k after tax. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that's what Roth means, is right. after tax contribution.
It's only a tax treatment of the money. It has nothing to do with anything else.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's just how the IRS is going to treat your money before or after your payroll taxes. So,
yep. Yeah. So the order is always traditional and then Roth when you do withdrawals.
Yep. Yep. And the reason for that is, guys, is your tax tables, have they ever gone down?
Not that I'm aware of.
They always go up. Kind of like, yeah. So yeah, your taxes. Now you always hear about deductions or things, but your actual tax tables, the brackets, those will always go up over time. I mean, I know you don't like using the word always, but I never anticipate that going down. They will come up with other deductions and credits, but the actual tax brackets, that's what we're talking about in general. So the reason why you use traditional money first is because you still owe taxes on that money.
Right.
So we want to use that as soon as possible in anticipation, and over time, tax rates go up over time. So the Roth money has already been taxed. It should be tax-free in the future in all aspects. We want to leave that and let it keep growing. Let it keep growing tax-free. Leave that alone till the last. Any money that needs to be taxed, use that first. In general.
Yep.
If you have a lot of money, it doesn't hurt to meet with a wealth advisor. So, you know what? One thing that you brought up in the past, which I think is brilliant, don't talk to some advisor person. Talk to an accountant and a tax person.
Yeah, an accountant. You want a tax professional and a legal professional. So that's your team.
That's what I want to do. And I need to do that. But I'm only 57. And I'm not touching any of my money yet. At least for, I don't know, a couple more years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm trying to wait as long as possible. That's why I just keep working. I retire and then I work, retire, work, or furlough and work. So the longer I let that cook, the more I can travel and do stuff in the future. I think that's what you want to do as well. You know,
I'd love to if the world ever opens back up.
Anyway, social media question. That was a good one. That's a very basic question, so you can think about what you do. And it reinforces the need to be in Roth also.
Yes.
So, but if you have traditional, it's okay. Just use that first. Question number two, Ramiro, you have suggested, this one's for you. It's a real estate question.
Okay. Kind of.
Ramiro says you have suggested refinancing your home when you, did we say this? You have suggested refinancing your home when you save at least 1 percentage point on interest. Does the same apply to a car loan? I can likely save 5 to 10% by refinancing my current car loan. My current rate is 16% on my car loan. Everything I see available is now 5 to 10%.
Okay, is a lot to unpack here. Yeah, first of all, I don't think we've ever suggested refinancing your home. We've answered questions and have agreed that it's okay to refinance your home.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever said 1%.
If you're going to save a full percentage, that makes sense to me because it can be a pretty significant savings, but only if you're going to be in your home still for at least another 5 years, because you have to make it worth all of the additional closing costs again.
Right.
Yeah. So that's one. And then the car loan issue. So the only reason I can imagine anyone is paying 16% on a car loan is because they have very poor credit and are a high risk person to lend to. Mm-hmm. So you could be seeing 5 to 10% out there available generally, but that doesn't mean it's going to be what they offer for you, because you're still probably in a high risk category. I mean, a car loan is only for a couple of years, even the maximum number of years. Now I know we're doing 6 and 7, which is complete insanity, but your credit probably hasn't changed that much in the last couple of years to make it that significant of a savings. Yeah. 16% for a car loan is really high.
I saw this. I'm like, what? I didn't say nothing back, but yeah, it's probably used bad credit in combination, which is never. And they probably went to one of those smaller lots that's not mainstream.
Right.
And so there's a lot of people making money off that 16%.
It's probably one of those things where they say no money down and only $99 a month and you can have any car on our lot, right?
It's from the ads in the afternoon during Judge Judy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So hopefully they're doing
I've never heard of refinancing a car loan. Is that common?
I know the bank that I'm with, PenFed, you can refinance car loans. They actually push those out, even though I don't have one. I get those emails. PenFed's a big bank. I mean, Penn
Federal Credit Union. Yeah, I'm just not familiar with it because I've never been anywhere near a situation where that.
I think credit, that might be a credit union thing.
It might I have seen ads for credit unions saying that you can refinance.
Yeah, it might be just.
So a couple of things. If you really think that that's the type of savings you can look at, then I guess it doesn't hurt to go talk to a credit union and confirm that that would be your savings and see what it does. Keep in mind that they're going to do a hard credit check on your credit, and that's going to drop it even more.
Yeah, that's true.
And also, why aren't you just throwing all your money at this and getting rid of it?
Yeah. That's what I want to get to.
That's the better answer. Just get rid of it. Stop messing around with it. Get rid of it.
Use that car to deliver some pizzas or work for DoorDash. DoorDash keeps sending me emails to work for them. I don't know why I'm getting them. I don't know if that's a general thing or not, but there's so many ways to make money. Use that car to pay that thing off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You make a lot of money right now during this corona. It's crazy.
And then final thought here, Craig.
Yes, please.
If you do refinance, don't you dare make it for a longer period than 18 months.
Absolutely. Did you say don't you dare?
Don't you dare. I don't care how much time you have left on your loan now. It should be the lesser of 18 months or how much time's left on your current loan. Don't so if you only have me. 6 months left, well, first of all, I wouldn't waste my time with refinancing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Don't upset Amanda. We have one more before a break.
Okay.
Ivan, how can I get my wife to understand that an emergency fund is for emergencies and not for helping her buy stuff with coupons or keeping her bank account out of the red? Well, we're not marriage counselors.
One, yes. I don't know how to psychologically change your wife's thinking, but yeah. I am very concerned that you refer to something as her bank account. Why are your accounts separate?
Did you highlight that on the notes in bold?
I did. Yes.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, Ivan, what's going on? Why are your accounts separate? Is it because you don't trust her with money?
Why you just brought that up? Is that something common with a new generation that they have separate bank? Do you have a separate bank account?
I do not. We only have our separate retirement accounts.
Right.
Oh, why, so we do keep multiple separate accounts for our investment or properties.
Yeah, but I hear a lot of people. I read on the internet. A lot of people have separate. They have their payroll checks go to separate accounts. They're not combined. And then they agree who's going to pay what.
Yeah. Stop messing around with that.
I don't like that.
No.
Is that generational or what is that? Why? Where'd that come from?
Well, all it indicates is that you don't plan to stay married long term.
Really? Wow.
Wow. Yeah. There's no reason for separate accounts if you're married and you're supposed to be a team tackling money.
I know Ramsey hits that hard too. He's like,
because you're mentally thinking of it as mine and hers, just like this guy is.
But from a legal standpoint, you're from a legal background. That's not the case. If you're going to divorce, all the assets are together.
I mean, for the most part.
For the most part. Okay.
Depending on what state you're in, there may be some, and it depends on if the money came in before you were married.
So basically, like you're saying, is they're planning on something going wrong.
Yeah, or they just don't have much faith in the strength of their marriage now.
Wow.
And in this particular case, Ivan clearly doesn't, because he's talking about two different ways of thinking about money. He and his wife have completely different psychological outlooks on finances. They're not on the same page. And so he's keeping separate accounts and they're not spending money, you know, responsibly together.
Okay, I'm not
good at the marriage. Now, I would make one exception. If you do have someone that you're married to that is struggling with like a gambling addiction or some other like compulsive buying, it may make sense to give them only access to an account that you both contribute, you know, like an allowance or money to, because then you can contain that spending.
You did a whole savings on financial, what is it called? Financial infidelity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if her account, it keeps going in the red, do you think that this is a case where that's actually occurring?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not good with the marriage counseling part of all this, but I would recommend, you tell me if I'm right or wrong. I would say they need to do two things. Number one, they need to see a counselor now, because this is not looking good. Number two, if they are in agreement, they both need to attend one of those Financial Peace University together. Yes.
Together,
because they need to learn financial literacy, and she needs to understand what that emergency fund. It sounds like he's the one on board. She's not. I don't know all the background, but that's my take. What do you think?
Yeah, and in the meantime, you know, to stop the bleeding, you need to rescind her access to the emergency fund.
Oh, that's true. Lock it down. Yeah. Yeah,
And close her bank account. You need to close it. And, you know, if she has a spending problem and trying to buy things with coupons, then she just only gets cash. There's no way to go in the red when you're using cash.
So they need to get all their bills, everything, get the kitchen table, turn off the TV, turn off Netflix, sit down and lay it all out.
Right.
And find out where they're at. If they had a budget, they would know. We don't know what, I like all.
And then I hear people make the argument, well, I can't spend cash everywhere. You know, some people don't take cash. Well, there are these things called prepaid cards.
Yes.
It's essentially cash. So you have a finite amount of money that you can spend. It's like a gift card, right? Yep. Once the money's out, it's out.
Yep.
There's no going into the red or going into debt.
Those are all excuses.
Mm-hmm.
They're all excuses.
Yeah. It's time for both of you to grow up and, you know, work on your marriage as a team and not as individuals.
And if anybody else out there has any additional thoughts on what should happen, please send those and we'd like to read those, or even call our phone number. We'll play it. 989-888-ROCK. I think that's a good topic.
Yeah.
Because I think that's more common than you think. Either one of them in a couple. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's take a break and we're going to come back. We have three great ones. This is actually a good show. We have some good stuff in here. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Rock on Money.
Hey there, rock stars. Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect. To Rock on the Money, Amanda and Craig. We're here all the time for you. You can always email us to podcast@rockmanusa. Check us out on Facebook at rockonthemoney.com. Amanda, our page is actually getting some likes. I don't know if you saw that. finally taking. I really want to get the page as the focal point, not the group.
Right.
So that's where everything should be. So we actually attract more people. The group is too closed. So I'm glad to see the group is actually starting to work a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I mean the page. I kind of did that wrong. It started out as a group. I'm trying to revert it over to a page, and it's a little more difficult to. Anyway,
right.
The struggles of social media marketing. Whatever. I have some questions here, Amanda.
Okay,
Mike. Another basic question: is it ever a good idea to withdraw from your 401k to pay off student loans?
No, and you could have ended the sentence with. Is it ever a good idea to withdraw from my 401k?
I was going to say the same thing. Just move the question mark over. Yeah. The only time that we coach as a standard rule that you can touch your 401k is late stage foreclosure process, not early.
Right.
Because that takes months to go through. This is general. Late stage, for like you're losing your four walls. You're going to lose your house.
The only reason you should ever touch it, ever, 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 is it's at the last resort to prevent homelessness.
Right. Or, which can lead to that, is you have cancer, you're draining every possible thing, and now we're trying to survive, like literally survive.
Right. Not to pay medical debt.
Right. Right. Yeah, not to be. This is like you've drained everything. They're going to take the house. They're taking everything, but you're trying to survive. I'm not saying.
And they won't give you treatment unless you pay them up front.
Right. Right. It's not that you just found out you have cancer. We're talking like down. I mean, you are at the end, and you need to pay this.
Yeah. Yes. So let me think about it. Let's list off some of the things that people typically think it's an okay reason to withdraw from. Or here's what I hate: take a loan against their 401k. I hate that. So what do we hear from people? Oh, I want to remodel my kitchen. I need to pay for my son or daughter's private school. I need to help my son or daughter with college expenses. I need to buy a car. What else, Craig?
Well,
paying off loans is a shell game. So don't you dare, there it is again, ever move one thing that's an investment in your future to pay off a debt.
I'm going to upset some people, but I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Uh-huh.
There are some people, like during the coronavirus, that they're offered 50% pay to take a leave of absence.
Uh-huh.
Those people could have stayed working to make that money. But what they did is they took the 50% pay to stay off. And now, because they don't have the income coming in, they're borrowing from the 401k to make up for it. You should have stayed at work.
Yeah. And it's a loan against your 401k. So it's a loan. You're borrowing.
And if you don't pay that back in the 3 years, it's 3 years, right? Rule? 3 years.
The coronavirus exception, yes.
Yeah. You pay taxes on that.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of people did that.
You need to suck it up, Buttercup, and pay off your student loans like a big boy, and you know, dedicate your budget toward getting rid of all of your debt. You can't take the easy way out by robbing from your future.
I know you can't see it 20, 30 years down the road, but you need that money, and the only way it grows is over time, and you're taking that money out. It can't double if it ain't in there.
Right.
And it doesn't take a lot of money to double to become a millionaire, but everyone keeps touching their 401k. And then they cry in their 50s, like, I don't have any money. Well, you missed out on your chance.
Can I just say mine has almost doubled in the last 6 months?
Oh my God. I am like, yeah, I'm up 70 some percent right now.
From 6 months ago? Yeah, mine's 70% well.
Yeah, I think we're both in this. Yeah, since it started. So there's people saying they're losing. How are you losing money? This has been, I know people are dying. I know coronavirus is real, blah, blah, blah. But this year has been my best financial year ever in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, there's a lot of bad, but when I look at
Me too, because I'm not spending any money on traveling.
Yes, I'm not spending any money. And I'm working, and then I got, you know, I got furloughed stuff. I went and found another way to make money. Now I make even more than I did before. It's, you know, whatever.
Yeah. We all have the same opportunities. Bottom line, no, Mike, no.
Yeah, stop. I retired and I didn't even, I have not touched my 457, which is a government 401k. I still don't touch it. I'm trying to wait as long as possible.
Funny story. I was talking to my mother this morning and she mentioned that she was looking at the podcast, and in the last year she's learned the one thing that is don't touch your 401k because you say it every podcast.
We do. We do. It comes up every time, but I see more and more people on Facebook and they get upset if you say anything different. They do not want you to tell them no. I'm sure we lost.
I mean, you do you, but I'm not throwing money in your cup when you're out there begging for donations.
And I can guarantee you, Amanda, 20 years from now, when suddenly they want to retire and they realize they have no money, they're going to remember this point in time.
Yeah, and that's when you hear about these elderly living on fixed income. It's because they didn't plan.
Did you know about this? If you know a grocery store manager, if you're a friend of one, ask him this. I had no idea this occurs. In the middle of the night, because people are embarrassed, elderly people will buy animal food at the store, mm-hmm. and that's what they're eating.
Because it's cheaper.
They cannot afford to buy regular food. Cat food, dog food is cheaper. I did not know that. And that's that's a comment. I had no idea. That's sad. That is really sad.
I think we've been on our soapbox.
Number five, Danny. This is up my alley and your alley. I just laughed when I saw this word. Can I say the company?
I think it would be better if we generalized it.
Okay. Danny uses a company that you can get legal services from. Can I say that?
Yes, online.
Online legal services, a large company. We will not use the company name.
And just for the record, these online legal services are not lawyers.
They're referral agents, right? It's a referral service?
They either referrals or they've had lawyers create forms for them at one point and then they just, you know, sell them to you. But anyway, go ahead.
Mm. All right. So anyway, a legal online service that this person wants to use for the business. They want $400 a month to do accounting for their business. They say, I'll get it back in deductions. Are they full of BS?
Yes. Why are you using a lawyer who knows the laws to do your accounting rather than an accountant? Like, it's almost the same word.
Yeah. So what should he? Well, his red flag must have went off. So what do you think Danny should do instead? What do you have any recommendations or?
Yes, find an accountant.
There you go. There are lots of accountants out there.
And $400, unless you have a super complex corporation, I can't imagine that would be the rate.
He could almost hire in 1099 somebody to be his accountant.
Exactly. So you shouldn't be paying a service. It would probably be half of that. But I'm just ballparking it. It's going to depend on the circumstances you have with your business. Or I guess this is, it is a business.
Yeah, it's a business, yeah.
I even said it earlier this episode. Your team should be an accountant and a lawyer, not a legal service online. I mean, Craig, why don't you share some of your experience?
Oh, my God.
How much has it cost you?
Because
you used a cheap service.
I was using the same legal thing that he mentioned in there. We didn't say the name. To create my LLC. Because I didn't know. I created an LLC years ago. And I'm paying through them to keep it up to date with my state.
Every year you pay them.
Every year I have to pay a fee to them to do something I could have done on my own. Because I didn't realize how easy it is in the state of Maryland. They have an online website. I literally just go on there, send them a form, boom, done. Pay a little fee and done. Why am I paying a company?
That's almost every state, by the way. It's not just Maryland.
And then what happened, Amanda? Because you helped me with this.
I looked and I'm like, you've got an issue with this. It's public record on the state website.
What are you talking about? I've been
thinking. It's not even a valid LLC anymore. What happened?
I did get my refund, by the way. I still had to pay all my back fees for the last, how many years was it? 5 years to get my LLC back up?
5 years they've been messing up, but still collecting Craig's money.
Oh, man. I mean, it still costs a lot of money to get back it up, you know, get it back up and running. But Maryland was actually very nice about it. They told me I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
It's been happening to a lot of people. Anyway, yeah. Question number six from, is this George? George.
I think it's Jorge.
It is Jorge. I'm such an American. Do you think about putting money? I hate these questions. Actually, it's from Ra and Jorge.
This one's probably Raj, yes.
Okay, so it's two of them.
You're so culturally inept.
I am.
So listeners,
I'm so
Jorge
white.
Starts with a J and Raj ends with a J.
For Pete's. Anyway, these two knuckleheads sent me this question. And there's tons of these questions, Amanda. I'm throwing them in there because the answer is the same in my book. I don't know how you want to answer. We may be different. So Jorge wants to know, what do you think about putting some money on Nikola? NKLA. Yes,
that's the competitor to Tesla, right? Right.
And then Raj wants to know, what is the chance of Disney going back to 135 soon? And Amanda, I can list out 10 or 20 questions this week of people asking me about different stocks.
Single stocks.
But what would be your answer about Nikola and Disney and all these different stocks, single stocks?
Yeah. So one for Jorge. Why are you asking about Nikola? Is it because you personally have researched the company and you personally believe in their mission and their financials, and you have a good reason to believe that they are going to be successful over the next decade or more? Again, we don't risk our money or put it into risky investments unless we're more than 10 years out from retirement or plan to hold it for more than 10 years.
Yeah.
So I personally wouldn't put it in it because I've seen articles where they've faked some of their alleged success.
The photoshopping was really good, though. You have to admit.
Yeah. Rolled the truck down the hill and then claimed that the truck worked. So I wouldn't invest in it. Not a company that thinks it's okay to basically propagate fraud. So no, not for me. Mm. Disney. I don't think it's coming back to 135 anytime soon. They're doing great with their streaming of movies, but not nearly as well as the movies that they released to theater. They're laying off tons of workers, at their parks. Their theme parks are, they're open, but partially open. They don't even have all the rides open. They don't have all of the parks fully open. And the attendees are down. They're losing so much money on a monthly basis. They're hemorrhaging money, and it's going to take a long time for those things to come back.
And their movies have not been playing. I mean, the what was that one, Mulan? It was supposed to be in theaters. You have to pay for it online. I mean, on Disney Plus. I mean, they're just not.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. If you're you're already paying for Disney Plus as a streaming service every month, and then they want you to pay $30 to watch their movie online. Come on. Yeah. What a scam.
Here's
of course, I don't have kids. If I had kids at home driving me bonkers, I'd be like, here, take my money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is cheaper than going to the theater, but here's my overall thought. All these people coming up with these stock questions. I hope, if you're asking these questions, you've already maxed out your 401k. You've already maxed out the extra IRA.
And these aren't your investments in your IRA.
This is like side money that you want to do something over and top. Because the coaching has always been, your 401k needs to be maxed out, number one. And then you do an IRA. And then you start doing all the other stuff after that.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, and I know that's not the case. I don't know, but I know. I know that's not the case. People are getting caught up in this gambling of Robinhood and Webull and all this. And people are hearing talk, like you said. They're not doing research. They're just hearing everybody getting caught up in this. I mean, I literally have started that video game thing to keep myself from getting caught up in this. And now I'm doing much better by not doing anything. I can't predict this market whatsoever. It's so wacky, especially everything that happened this past week of the previous week when we're recording this. It would go up and down. We're not doing this. The president says it. And it's so, how does anybody predict this thing? I don't participate. Long-term mindset, I'm leaving alone. So,
yep. Moral of the story, mother, this is for you. Don't touch your 401k.
Now, if you said Microsoft, I'm all over Microsoft all day long. And someone in our group asked about Microsoft and Apple. Those are debt-free companies moving forward, and they ain't going anywhere anytime soon. Those are 10-year mm-hmm. stocks. Anyway, that was a good episode, man.
Yeah.
That was a good one. All right.
Yeah, you got me fired up today.
I know, we're fired up. Thank you so much. All right, we'll see you again next episode. Thank you, Amanda. You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda, and you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. Podcast at rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.